This is an episode of the Gray District Agency on Storytime Flicks. One late night, Tracy was at the Gray District Agency office. The shrill ring of a telephone cut through the silence in the office. Startled, she hastily picked up the receiver.
Hello?
Her heart pounding with anticipation. A trembling voice reached her ears that belongs to a young girl named Lauren. Lauren cried out.
Help! You won't believe what's happening. It's Amanda. She's after me.
Tracy's eyes widened. Lauren said,
Amanda killed my cat. And after that, things started getting strange. I saw a talking sheep. And the sheep told Amanda she was wrong for doing that.
Tracy's grip on the phone tightened up. How could such a thing be possible? She had heard of strange occurrences before, but never something as bizarre as a talking sheep. She then mustered up the courage to ask,
Lauren, are you safe?
Lauren's voice wavered, heavy with fear.
Help! Amanda is after me!
The line went dead. Tracy's heart raced, her mind in turmoil. She had to do something, and fast. Tracy called the cops. The next day at the office, Tracy told Chris and Stanley about what happened. Chris said,
The cops should be able to handle it.
Stanley said,
I don't know about that. They would freak the heck out when they see a talking sheep.
Tracy couldn't bear the uncertainty any longer. With a determined glint in her eyes, she contacted the police, seeking answers about Lauren's well-being. Anxiety gnawed at her as she listened to the officer on the other end of the line. The officer said,
We questioned Amanda, but we didn't find anything strange. Lauren seems to have vanished without a trace, though.
Tracy's heart sank in disbelief, mingling with fear. How could this be? Was it possible that Amanda had hidden her sinister intentions from the authorities? Stanley's voice broke through her spiraling thoughts.
We should check it out, Tracy, especially since Lauren mentioned a talking sheep.
A shiver ran down Tracy's spine as she considered his words. Tracy said,
Okay, let's go.
Chris said,
Dang, here we go again.
The agents arrived at the farm. Stanley said,
It looks like the farm is also a petting zoo.
Tracy said,
Ew, I smell something awful.
Chris said,
It's a farm, Tracy. It's going to stink.
Tracy said,
I know it's a farm, but I'm smelling something rotting like a body.
Stanley said,
Yeah, I smell it too.
They walked further across the farm. Stanley said,
The smell is getting stronger. Look over there. There's a mound of dirt.
Tracy said,
Oh, my. It smells horrible over here.
Chris said,
Look, something is sticking out of the dirt mound, with flies buzzing all around it.
Stanley said,
It looks like it's a dead cat, rotting away.
Tracy, Stanley, and Chris stood frozen, their eyes locked on the ominous dirt mound. The silence in the air was suffocating, as their imaginations ran wild with terrifying possibilities. Is Lauren the missing person buried beneath that mound of earth? Their eyes widened in terror. Stanley, with a quiver in his voice and his trembling finger pointing at the mound, Stanley said,
Chris, dig through the mound, and Tracy and I will head over to the house.
Chris stuttered.
But what if I uncover Lauren's lifeless body in there?
His body trembled as he fought to steady himself. Stanley's voice turned grave as he replied. His words hang heavy in the air. Stanley said,
Chris, check this out. If you uncover the truth, you'll have unrevealed a fragment of this nightmarish puzzle. Once you're done, meet us at the house. Man.
Chris sucked his teeth in disappointment. Inside the kitchen, Amanda and Wooly are standing there. Then Amanda runs off just before the team walks in. Wooly is left there standing. Stanley said,
"There's the sheep."
The sheep said,
"Hi, my name is Wooly. You should not be here."
Wooly whispered, just as Chris walked into the room. Chris said,
"What in the world? I see y'all found the talking sheep. By the way, there wasn't anything else in that dirt mound."
Hitting in a nearby room, you could hear Amanda saying,
"By yell, by yell, by yell. By man, by man, by man. A lamb, a lamb, a lamb."
The lights went out. It was pitch black in the room. The lights came back on, and Wooly is gone, and Chris is nervously shaking. Tracy said,
"Where did Wooly go?"
Stanley said,
Yeah, I don't know."
Chris said,
"Do you think that was Amanda's voice?"
Tracy said,
"Could be. I wonder if she grabbed Wooly."
Stanley said,
Tracy, Chris, did you notice the eyes on the fridge and the stove?"
In a nervous voice, Tracy and Chris said,
Yes.
Stanley said,
"Let's see if they could tell us something. Hey, fridge, stove, do you know where Amanda is?"
The refrigerator letters started to move slowly. And it spelled attic. And the stove looked up towards the ceiling. There's a bump on the ceiling. Stanley said,
"Let's find the attic door."
The agents climbed up the rickety ladder to the attic, their hearts pounding with anticipation. Stanley whispered,
"Keep your guard up, everyone. We don't know what we're up against."
Tracy said,
"Did anyone bring a flashlight?"
Chris said,
"No. Let me see if I can find a light switch."
Chris found the light switch, and the agents looked around. Stanley noticed something on the floor. Stanley said,
"What's that on the floor?" "It's a VHS tape."
Tracy said,
"Look, there's a TV with a VCR player built in."
Stanley pressed play, and Amanda appears on the screen. Amanda said,
"Get out of my house, right now.
The TV turned off. Chris said,
Guys, maybe we should listen."
Stanley said,
"Normally we would, Chris."
Chris said,
I know. It's our job. We have to stay."
The TV turned back on, and Amanda was on the screen. And she started saying,
"By yell, by yell, by yell. By man, by man, by man. A lamb, a lamb, a lamb."
Stanley's eyes widened in disbelief. Stanley said,
"Did she say a spell?"
Tracy nodded, and her voice filled with determination. Tracy said,
"It seems that Amanda has been dabbing in dark sorcery. I think this is what she was saying when Wooly disappeared. We need to put a stop to her madness right now."
Stanley said,
"Did you hear that? It sounds like it came from the kitchen. It could be Amanda. Let's go to the kitchen."
An eerie silence enveloped the air. The agents cautiously entered the kitchen. Their senses heightened. They nervously glanced around, their eyes darting from one side of the room to the other.
Stanley said,
"Look, a lady is laying on the floor in a puddle of blood."
Tracy said,
"Guys, she's not breathing."
Wooly walked into the room. Wooly said,
"I told you, you should not be here."
"Wooly? Wooly? Wooly? Where are you?"
Amanda started calling for Wooly, and Wooly took off running. Stanley said.
Wait, Willie, I have some questions.
Willie kept running. Chris said,
shouldn't we be running right behind him?
Stanley said,
believe me, Chris, my instincts are telling me to run too. But we can't. We need to find out what's going on.
Amanda walks in with a knife in her hand, and Chris starts shaking. Amanda said,
Why are you still in my house?
Chris said,
what did you do with Lauren?
Amanda said,
that's not answering my question. Didn't I tell you to get out of my house?
The lights went out.
Help! Ah!
The lights came back on. Amanda is gone. And Chris is gone.
No, not Chris!
They heard a thump over their heads. Stanley said,
let's go up to the attic.
Stanley and Tracy finds Chris tied up to a post with tape on his mouth. Stanley takes the tape off of Chris' mouth and unties him. Chris said,
Amanda is behind you.
Amanda stood there with a devilish grin, still holding the knife. Tracy jumped into action to protect the crew. She started a binding spell. Tracy said,
Maleficus Negotium.
It didn't work. Amanda jumped down through the attic door. Stanley turned to Chris.
Chris, stay here and keep an eye on the attic. Tracy, check the kitchen, and I'll check outside on the farm.
Chris said,
y'all hurry up and come back now. If you hear me hollering, you better come running.
Tracy is in the kitchen. She noticed the lady's body is missing. Tracy asked the refrigerator and the oven,
have you seen Amanda or Willie?
The letters began to move again. It said, no. Stanley is out on the farm, but he doesn't see anything. Chris is still in the attic shaking, but no sign of Amanda or Willie. Stanley and Chris meet with Tracy in the kitchen. Stanley said,
we can't seem to find Willie or Amanda.
Willie walks in, his woolly form radiating warmth and innocence. He approached the team with a sheepish voice. Willie spoke,
Amanda got lost in her own darkness, but she didn't mean to cause harm. We can help her find redemption.
Amanda's laughter echoed. She's somewhere in the house. Amanda said,
you're too late. Lauren is long gone, and you'll never find her.
Willie runs out of the kitchen. Tracy's eyes blaze with determination. Tracy said,
we won't let you get away with your wicked schemes, Amanda.
Stanley stepped forward with his firm voice.
Amanda, your reign of darkness ends now. Release Lauren and face the consequences.
Chris said,
yeah, what they said. How are we going to catch her?
Stanley said,
I have an idea.
Stanley asked the refrigerator,
how are you alive? Did Amanda create you?
The letters began to move on the refrigerator. It spelled yes. Stanley said,
I know what we can do. We could catch her with the help of the refrigerator and oven.
Tracy said,
how?
Stanley said,
we could push her food to the back of the fridge where she would have to lean in, and the fridge would do the rest by closing its door and locking her in. And the oven will alert us with its timer. She won't be able to get out because the fridge has the same magical power she has.
Tracy said,
I will set up the fridge.
Stanley said,
okay, Chris and myself will head up to the attic and listen for the oven to set off its timer. Come up when you're finished.
Tracy said,
okay.
Stanley and Chris are in the attic. Then Tracy walked in. Tracy said,
it's done. All we have to do is wait for the timer to go off.
What? The timer just went off.
The team quickly runs back to the kitchen. They did it. They caught Amanda. The refrigerator is jumping up and down as Amanda is trying to get out. Amanda said,
let me out of here. I'm going to kill you all.
Amanda was transported to the GDA containment site. Lauren was later found unharmed, and Willie was nowhere to be found.